It used to be like people have been struggling with money all that, but it used to be like you could survive,
Right.
and so you were dealing with your mental health stuff. Now they throw all this, you throw all this extra stress on it. And I think a lot of people are really struggling financially, and if you're already feeling bad, it just adds to it.
Exactly. And
So
that's
if you're
what
rich, it doesn't mean you're going to be happy, but you're not going to have to worry about money. So at least that level is done. You don't have to worry about paying your bills.
which I would argue unfortunately could equal happiness though for a lot of people just because of how much
Able to pay
debt.
their bills. Yeah. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
think that, like, if I gave money doesn't solve all your problems, but it solves your money problems.
Solves your money problems, which can help with your mental problems, but it isn't the
Yeah.
ultimate solution. There is
If
no ultimate solution. It's life.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Hello there, ho there, hi there, and whoa there. Welcome to the podcast.
Lord, we're talking, what, you're talking like a pirate.
Was that a pirate? I was trying to do
You
like.
did a little, there was a little pirate in
It was
there.
like a Minnesota pirate.
Garr,
Yar, don't you know?
I want you to know. Reminds me of an earlier episode, which I'm going to call genius comedic callback,
Ooh.
where me and you and dang, I just forgot his name. The farmer guy, good friend of ours,
Ken.
good friend of the show. Ken, yes, Farmer Ken.
For
Told a joke about a pirate that was brilliant and made us all laugh. We were doing dad
we're
jokes
doing dad
way, way
jokes.
back. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
think
you
that's
can
like,
find it
yeah.
in the old things. I'm not going to give away the joke, but it's a good one.
It's a good one. If you guys want to look it up, the episode is called Comedy is Traumatic.
Yep.
I believe it's
Yeah,
episode
it's a
four. Could be wrong.
yeah.
Correct me, all you trauma heads. Is that what we're calling all our fans?
Yeah, trauma heads. I think that's good.
Trauma maniacs? Trauma.
Karma, 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 karma. Trauma, 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 trauma chameleons.
Trauma chameleons, I really like because I loved
Yeah,
all
that's not
that.
bad.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little, yeah.
But yeah, welcome to the podcast, everybody. As you can see, Jeff is back from the road.
Yeah.
Jeff is back. Jeff,
And boy,
how's?
my thumb's tired.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jeff,
You
how did it go out there in the road?
know, the road is a scary place. Especially if you live in Tennessee, the roads are scary because they are falling apart.
Yeah, I didn't I hope I didn't like divulge or say too much personal information about you on the last episode. I hope we're cool. I hope we're copacetic.
Yeah, we're definitely cool. And you gave just enough information where there was not any disclosure of anything that would have put me in danger.
Yeah, I mean, I read the thing your attorney sent, so
Yeah. I mean, I think you were titillating, but you did not divulge anything that would possibly cause any problems, so to speak.
good. Well, so I get just so should we do shout outs? Should we, I mean,
I think we should. That seems to be something that people like,
so who
or at least one person.
so what you think, Jeff? Should we say it at the same time?
One,
Two,
two, three,
three.
Tiffany
Tiffy, that's right.
Stallworth.
Stars were.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, that was really
One
bad
of
there
our
in sync, but
oldest, and by oldest I don't mean old, because she's a young, vibrant woman. Amazing cook. She has a TikTok. cooking show that she does, and the stuff she makes looks delicious.
Yeah, isn't it?
I must say, everything she makes looks incredibly delicious, and I'd love to eat it. So,
Yeah, it looks really good. Isn't it called a TNT cooking or something like that?
yeah,
TNT
but it's
cooking?
definitely it's yeah, she cooks with her kids, and it's really, really looks good. So find her on TikTok if you can. And I saw a comment from Vivian recently somewhere, or maybe something. So maybe Vivian's still listening. We're glad you're listening, and we also are very happy that we have some, still maybe have some Nordic fans.
Yeah, very big shout out to Vivian. Thank you for also being an A1 day one listener. Always nice to hear your feedback on the episodes from both of you guys. And I'm gonna give a little special shout out to Sandy, 'cause I think she did like an amazing job on the episode last week. I don't know if she's
Sandy
gonna
adds
listen.
a different level of, I think you're pretty funny and I can be funny, but I think she's professionally funny.
She's professionally
And
funny,
so
yeah.
she's got a great voice, voice for radio, and just it was great to listen a little bit. I mean, I couldn't listen to everything because of all the stuff going on, but what I caught sounded really nice.
Nice. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I know you had to kind of tune in a little bit, but
Yeah.
couldn't
Sandy is
listen to the whole
welcome
thing.
anytime she wants to
Anytime.
call in or stand in, or hell, she can take over the whole show if she ever had to.
That's yep, that you guys heard it here first. She's gonna take over the whole show if she feels like it.
Maybe that's why she's with you, is she wants to get to the
I mean, I kind of doubt that, but also like
show. No, I doubt that too. She's with you because you're an awesome person.
oh, well, that's subjective, but that's okay too. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm not gonna deflect from that compliment. I'm gonna take the compliment. I'm gonna run with
Take the
it.
compliment.
Speaking of taking and running away with things, speaking of taking and running away with things, Jeff, what do we think is traumatic this week?
Well, the roads
The
in
roads,
Tennessee, but the roads are just symbolic of a deeper problem. I fear Tennessee used to sort of sit in sort of the, not at the bottom of things, not the scariest, not the weirdest. When they made laws and rules, there was always like Alabama and Mississippi, Arkansas, that were doing some very strange stuff. But Tennessee has got, I mean, they've been on Saturday Night Live. They've been on Daily Show for some of the just ludicrous laws and things that they are passing in the legislature, which are just, it makes, it used to be again, okay, we're not at the bottom, but we're getting there. And it's hard for lots of folks, and I'm a white man, so I'm not as affected by a lot of people, but for folks to be here, if you're LGBTQ, if you want to read books, if you're not a conspiracy theorist and don't believe that chemtrails are real, there's a lot of weird stuff being signed into law in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, I feel like it is not a very good time right now in Tennessee. It
Yeah.
is, I say it is not great to be a Tennessee Vols in this instance. We might get hate listens for this, Jeff. This will be great.
We're not talking about sports here. We're
No.
talking
I'm
about
talking about the actual state
legis
and like how
yeah,
it's.
legisl I mean legislation, weird stuff. I mean, it's just it seems like parody or satire, but it's not. It's not.
No, and it's
We have a wrestler who's the mayor of Knox County, which is where we live near. He was the wrestler, wore a
Kane,
mask, didn't talk. doesn't have the mask anymore, but he's a, everything else seems to be about the same.
Yeah, and one of the main things I know about him is that he has very, like, just like a very strong disdain for the homeless here in Knoxville. And, you know, I just think instead of trying to, like, eradicate the homeless, maybe try to find homes for them. Because, I mean, which, you know, that's going to be a hard thing to do anyways, because there's a lot more people becoming homeless because of property managers and the rates going up. And, like, a lot of people are selling. A lot of people are selling to these retail properties and businesses that just want to set up shop and drive up the prices of living for everyone.
Part of the problem nationwide and a lot of problem in Tennessee is that people that are buying houses are not necessarily people that are wanting to live in those houses or even rent out those houses. Some people are just buying houses. Companies, like major companies, are using that as just part of their portfolio. So they're just buying up houses, cash, outbidding people that would really live there, and then they're just sitting on them. And I'm not talking about a flipper that goes in a house and flips it. There's good and bad things about that, but I'm talking about just a company that's just buying up properties.
Yep.
Whatever property comes available, and then that decreases the amount of homes available to people that might want to buy a home.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I had to burp. This is okay. A very bad time to undercut everything you said.
Burp. But I mean, that's sort of a burp or an upset stomach is sort of the reaction to, I mean, there's a lot of people living in Knox County area, and there's no affordable housing for anybody.
No, and it's just as it is just going to continue to grow. That's the thing. Like, it, right now, Tennessee is in this vast, like, growth where, like, they're about to put a casino in Sevierville. There's this other company, I'm trying to remember the name, I can't remember it, someone let me know, that's trying to, like, buy up Hartford, Tennessee, to, like, fucking turn that bitch into a new Gatlinburg. And it's like, it feels like the entire state has just, like, sold out its state. And I mean, it makes sense. It's hard to say that it doesn't make sense, because one, the state motto is, Jeff, do you know the state motto of Tennessee?
No.
The state motto of Tennessee is agriculture and commerce.
Oh, okay.
We like to grow shit and we like to sell shit.
All right.
So, and we like to volunteer stuff, apparently. So, I mean, that should be somewhere in the motto, but it isn't. But,
you know, everywhere I look, they're building apartment complexes. Mm-hmm. But those apartment complexes, so it seems like that would help with the housing shortage. But it doesn't, because those are not affordable housing.
No, because
those are.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, those are high end luxury apartments.
Mm-hmm. And their rent's going to be about how much?
I mean, I can't think that any apartment that is new is going to charge less than $1,500 for one bedroom, maybe $1,000, $1,200.
Mm-hmm. And people expect you, a lot of property owners and landlords ask for you to make three times the rent
mm-hmm.
in order to even be considered.
And you know what? You pay first month's rent, you pay last month's rent, and then you pay a deposit. So you're looking at like $4,000 or $5,000 usually to get into a place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, who has $4,000 or $5,000 sitting around?
I don't.
I mean that, and that's it. So it's like, so yeah. I mean, it's so my wife works with people that are trying to get housing, and the solution, we probably talked about this before, the solution to this problem is very simple: affordable housing. If there were enough affordable housing or units that were subsidized, that would take care of the problem of homelessness in Knox County. Not every person would be housed, but 95, 98% of people would be. And that would take care of that problem. And it would be cheaper.
Yeah, but they don't want to do that, Jeff. Why do that when you can make a shit ton of money? Think of the money,
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's all about the sweet dollar. I can't even fake it. Like I just I it brings me the fuck down. I'm like, even if you get a place, it's not guaranteed you're gonna have that place. Someone could easily just come in and fucking say, well, I have sold off this property, so you need to either leave or sell off
Yeah.
your, in this case, trailer, because
Or
this is exactly what has happened in Maryville, Tennessee. There's been this mobile home unit that's forcing all of its tenants off the property within 3 months or forced to sell their trailers.
yeah. And where are they going to go?
And where are they going to go?
I
Like,
mean, some people would have family resources, some people have friends, but the problem is that it's, I don't want, you know, I don't have a problem with a person putting in an apartment and making some money, but you don't have to like raise the rent to the point where you're pushing old tenants out so you can get new tenants that can pay a couple $100 a month more. That just seems immoral to me.
right. And I think it's, I don't know. I don't have, I am not the biggest fan of landlords. I can acknowledge that there are good landlords out there, sure, but there are also, it seems like there are more bad ones that outweigh the good landlords. I
Yeah.
haven't met a cool landlord. That doesn't mean they're not out there. So this is all going off of my experience. They don't need to be so exploitive and greedy,
Right.
is what it feels like to me. 'Cause there are, like I said, mentioned like these property management companies like Rand that have come in and bought up a shit ton of property and have raised
Yep.
the rent on a lot of tenants, forcing them out of their fucking houses and apartments and just trying to bring in new people that can, that will pay that. And
Yeah.
a big issue is that the jobs around here in Knox, like we're, Tennessee is like, at least in East Tennessee, it seems, and I could be dead wrong, but it seems like we're pretty fucking poor. Like it doesn't pay a lot, really.
I saw a thing that was what the amount of money you have to live comfortably in different states. And the amount of money you have to live comfortably in Tennessee is about 90 grand a year. Now, I think you can live for less. I think the comfortability is you've got a little bit of an emergency fund, you can handle some craziness, and you don't worry month to month about your life that you can, and you can do, you know, that's what I feels comfortable to me. That would be comfortably. So 90 grand. If you're making $20 an hour, that's 40 grand. And you're working full time. And what most people that are hourly wages are making is 15 or less. I mean, wages pushed up a little bit, but then the cost of living has totally eaten up any of that.
Yeah, and like, yes, that is exactly what it is. Like it pays a little more, but it's like the cost of living went up three times as that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well then that Come on. And of course the system's not designed for you to get ahead. The system is designed for you to have to rely on your employer and
You have to keep the job.
You have to keep the job. You have to keep the job. You're busy and you can't actually do anything about it if you're busy and drained.
Yes. And then the other part of the system is to keep you in debt.
Mm-hmm. Take out a loan.
And then you have to work more to pay your loan.
Yep.
And then you've got very predatory lending that is legal in the state, where people are pushed to get like their check early or whatever, and then they're paying two or three times that amount back.
Mm-hmm.
For like borrowing. It's like loan sharking, basically. It's legal loan sharking.
Right. And so I just kind of think that, like we say all this, we describe all of like what we have seen in the past, what, year, 2 years now? Like of like this kind of thing happening with people being displaced, people losing their homes. I mean, this mobile home thing I just mentioned is very recent. And then you see what our lawmakers, the people, the elected officials are doing. They're wasting their fucking time passing bullshit laws.
Yeah. And you know what happens when they pass some of these bullshit laws that are unconstitutional? They have to defend them in court.
Mm-hmm.
When they get sued by the SLU or an individual, and many times they lose them because they're unconstitutional. And so it's just like, basically people just want to say, see what I did? I'm conservative, you know, and it's crazy. There are no chemtrails.
Yeah, the geoengineering ban is for people who don't know. I don't know all the scientifics of it, so I'm going to try and make it. I'm going to try and explain it like a five-year-old. So it's a way to combat climate change. It's an alternative way that hasn't been tested at all, I don't think. And a lot of politicians, our elected officials, believe they're chemtrails. And because all this pertains to airplanes, the little trail that's behind when a plane flies by in the sky, people think is a chemtrail. Yes. That, you know, is used to, I don't know, fuck with your brain, make you docile, something. I don't know. There's plenty of other things making you docile, honey. Look at a TikTok.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, at the same time, TikTok can be really informative. That was a stupid, that felt like a boomer joke. I didn't like it. I'm going to keep it. Anyways. What were you going to say, Jeff?
I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like we're wasting time. We have problems. We have poverty. The legislature could pass laws to actually help people.
Mm-hmm.
You could raise your minimum wage. You could put some controls on rent. You could lower the sales tax. You could lower the gas tax.
Yeah, all these things are thinking of your people. Like thinking of your citizens. Like this chemtrail law, this geoengineering ban is not helping anyone. It's not helping anyone.
I mean, how do you enforce this?
Yeah. Like, so what? No more flights in Knoxville? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, let's, how about that? Yeah. And I mean, the governor signed this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he believes it or not, but he signed it.
Yeah, I don't think they have to think about it.
They sent it up. It's not a Democratic piece of.
Yep.
You know, Tennessee's a mess because the there's like a super majority, so it's like it's next to impossible for Democrats to even speak on the floor, much less throw bills out there. It's just a very. I'm going to say it's sort of a very racist backwoods view of we're going to do whatever we want to privilege kind of thing. And it has no, every now and then there are some good things that come out, but generally it's just, a lot of, look how conservative I am. Look how godly I am. Look how good a Christian I am. And it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't do any, it just hurts people.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And it's very disheartening to have that kind of, be the person that's supposed to represent everyone. Like, cause I don't think everyone thinks that. I mean, I don't know. It's all back to like this whole thing. Like they're not all bad, but, and by that, I mean, Christians and landlords and police, like, yes, there are some good, but like the bad is outweighing the good. And that's why we are pointing it out.
Yeah.
Until there's a balance, like, yes, we're going to say, we're going to say, fuck the cops. We're going to say, fuck landlords. we're, you know, like, but it's just,
you know,
it's greed.
It is greed. And eventually the people that you're punishing get angry and they try to eat you, a la the French Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, we're needing one.
And I mean, the problem with the French Revolution is that the people that were the victims then became the abusers, and that's what happens a lot. But we need it'd be okay for that to flip a little bit, you know. The have nots have some power.
Oh my God, I would love for I would love for all the Vol fans to be carrying like this orange and white checkered guillotine to the fucking center of like the Knoxville Strip. And having our own little volunteer revolution.
Well, and I think that, you know, the Democratic Party in Tennessee is trying to get people to run for these Senate and House seats, and most of them are unopposed. A lot of people are not running, so there's just no opposition. And so people are like, well, I can't win. Well, maybe not, but they've been trying to just get people to run. Just run for the seat. You know, and then there's, I think it's the thing of, well, voting doesn't matter in Tennessee because we're always going to vote this way or that way. But I mean, we've had some Democratic governors and it's not been that long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's just, and this is me as a privileged white male, It is important to vote regardless, even if, and I'm not telling you who to vote for. Vote for who you want to. Not voting is also, I think, a right. And voting third party or communist or none of the above. But I think it's that feel of, oh, we can't win anyway. There's no way a Democrat's going to win this or that or that or whatever, you know. And so I think I would encourage you, especially young people, run for office or run for like county commission or something. There's a lot of stuff that happens. You talked about like Jacobs. There's a lot of stuff happens on city council where you can have some power. You can actually make a difference. Mm-hmm. And you can be a conservative and make a difference. This is not, there are conservatives that care about people. There are Democrats that are horrible people. It's just, be a free thinker and do what's right. Don't just go with the crowd, either side. You know?
Yeah, I feel like we're still trying to like reintegrate with each other, like socially and politically. I don't know. Like it just feels like I think we're all still kind of feeling a little bit of the COVID, you know, kind of feeling the quarantine. Some people didn't really get affected, but I don't know. There's been a shift for a while where everything is kind of at these extremes.
I know that you're much more of a burn it all down type of guy. And I'm not saying that's the wrong thing. I'm an older white male that's like very safe and very risk averse. I mean, I think sometimes you have to burn it all down or you have to do something shocking
I'm not
You
saying
have to do something. Sorry.
I'm not saying burn it all down. I'm saying we gotta burn a little to send a message. That's all.
I feel like the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement that we saw did, I mean, it didn't change the problem, but it sure did educate a lot of folks, including myself, about some things that I wasn't thinking about. And so it did serve a purpose. It didn't fix everything or anything, maybe, but it made some people aware of stuff. And, you know, I may have mentioned this on here before, but I saw a person that was talking about, like, people saying, don't burn it down. And her whole thing was, we made it. It's ours. So we can burn it down, and like literally burn it down. So we built this shit. This stuff was built on the backs of us. And so if we want to burn it down, we can burn it down. And I think there's symbolic burning down and there's burning down, but that's important. That was important. And I do feel like it may have set the stage for some future change.
Maybe. I mean, I think I feel at the end of the day, at least, and I'm going to speak just solely for myself. I can't speak for everyone else. I'm sure everyone else is different and, you know, has motivation. but work, like all of it, like the commute and everything, like really drains me and really makes me like just want to zone out and be lazy. And it's hard to motivate myself. And I want to just doom scroll and like disassociate and just like, just not like neglect the things that I enjoy doing. And I think finding a way to balance it to where you can kind of engage in your local community and start like taking care like of people. Like the other night, Sandy called me. She fucking called me as she was getting off work and it's like midnight. And she's like, hey, I have a bunch of leftover food from work. I want to give it to the homeless. Do you want to come with me? And I mean, I will admit I was kind of shitty about it a little bit. Just kind of like I was perplexed because it's like you want to go hand out food to the homeless at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to go with you just to help
protect you.
Yeah. Whatever. Yes. I mean, she can handle herself, but like,
sure. Also, but like, it's
at the same time, I don't want anything to happen to her.
Yeah. Two is better than one.
Yeah. So, but like we ended up finding a place where like homeless people do frequent. It was like this little laundromat and it was just like these like gas station pizzas and whatnot. And like they were going to throw it out. It'd been sitting there all day, but like they dropped it off there. And it's like, hopefully some people like got to eat that night. Like it does start locally in your community like that. And like, because everything else is a fucking inconvenience in life, you got to make the time for it because it's not exciting. It's not cool. It's not fun. But
and it also seems like it's too small to change things, but it's not. I mean, it doesn't fix the problem, but for that moment, somebody had food in their belly. And that does make a difference to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is sometimes how things change with little acts of kindness or generosity.
Right. Yeah. I agree 100%. That's exactly where it starts. It starts with those little acts and like eventually if enough people, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound hippy dippy. I'm just giving my opinion.
No, but you're definitely right. I mean, it's about treating people decently and with respect. There was an ad on a little earlier. It was about people in debt. You know, you got these debt services. And like when I was growing up, I would have said, well, those people are irresponsible. How'd you get in so much debt? Why'd you do that? But now I know why people get in debt. because they have to. You know, you're living check to check, and then your car dies, and you have to have a car to go to work. So you go get a loan, or you get a credit card. They're so easy to get, and then you get in debt. And that's how it happens. It's not about discipline. It's about you can't survive without it. And it's so easy to get because the government wants you in debt.
Yes, 100%. Of course they do. They want you to have to pay in taxes. They want you to have this large debt. They want to do an audit.
Yeah.
You trying to tell me not everyone in the office who suggested the creation of the Internal Revenue Service didn't pop a boner at the idea of it? You fucking get out of here.
And then it's stuff like just the system, because like so you know, we had a speaker who came from poverty that it was able to get out of poverty by, you know, through a lot of series of hard work and different things, but you know, she said, you know, when you're in poverty, you don't get insurance for your car. You can't afford it. You just take the risk.
No, of course.
And then what happens when you get pulled over? You get a ticket, right? You certainly can't pay the ticket. Then what happens? Well, you got to go to court because you didn't pay the ticket. And then you got more money. So it's like, it's almost like, what do they used to have, debtor's prisons? It's like, I couldn't pay for the insurance anyway, and now I've got a ticket. And now I've got court costs, and it's just like I couldn't survive as it was, and now you're throwing all these extra things at me.
Well, Jeff, I think it's good to keep in mind that those laws that the punishment is for money are usually laws that apply to us, the poors. That's not going to affect a rich person. That's not going to affect anyone with a lot of money.
No.
That's going to affect your everyday person who is living check to check and isn't paid enough because they make $7.25 or maybe at the most $15. $15 or below is probably the average. Still getting
paid. And this is hardworking people that are working to take care of their families, to take care of themselves, you know. And you can say, well, go get a higher paying job. Where am I going to get that?
Yep.
Who pays more? You know, what about childcare? Well, yeah, we don't provide that. What about insurance? No, you're on your own.
Yep.
What if I'm sick? Well, you get a mark. And if you get enough of those, you're fired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, okay, so what am I supposed to do with my kids? I'm sick. What do I do? And it's like, well, you can't work here. And so it's that kind of system that is set up that makes it very difficult once you're stuck to get out of that, just because you're sort of, you know, because life happens. I mean, if we didn't have emergencies, if we didn't have cars break down or air conditioners break down or that kind of stuff or hospital bills or whatever, you could live check to check because everything would be paid for. But you can't because something always happens. Right?
Yeah. Yes, it's.
And then everybody's like, you should have 3 months saved up.
You should fucking for emergency. Eat my ass. What?
Yeah.
How?
So, I mean, that's the thing. Most people can't do that.
Do you sell drugs on the side? Like, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
And
so.
But, you know, I just, the big question becomes like, not the big question, but just kind of like ways to deal with it. Because it is very stressful. It is very heavy. But starting locally, trying to help people in your community and try to align yourself with people who, think like you, I guess, but I mean, unless you're a Nazi, in which case, don't rethink your belief system.
And I think the other thing is, if you do get to that level where you have some comfortableness, help other people. You know, if a friend is about to lose their apartment and you have a little extra, help them. And I go even as far as if you have enough money where you're a little more comfortable, Don't give it to him as a loan. Just give it to him. Just like, hey, I know you're struggling. I know you need a couple $100. Here you go.
See, here's the thing. That's the fucking thing, Jeff, is like, it almost seems like human nature is just designed to exploit. We have this thing in us where as soon as we get a little bit of power over someone, someone
Yeah.
owes us something. We feel entitled to something.
But you can fight against that.
You can fight against that. You should
If you
fight
can try to
against that.
remember, and you just remember, and again, it's hard the way I was raised and the kind of situation I was in. I've always been sort of middle class, never really struggled that much to you blame other people for their situations. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for bad choices, right? The
Right.
older I've gotten, I realize that's just not true. Everybody makes bad choices, but certain people's choices affect them in different ways. And
Well,
certain people's choices might make them a little uncomfortable. Certain people's choices mean they don't have a house.
right.
And I never had to deal with that. So you have to just sort of be like, I don't really care why you're there. It doesn't matter to me why you're homeless. You deserve to have a home. I don't
Yeah.
care what you've done. It doesn't matter. And that's the problem. We get up on these moral things where it's like, oh, you did this, or you did this, or you didn't plan well, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
It
You
doesn't.
deserve to have a home. And so we're going to give you a home. Or we're going to try to find out a way to give you a home and try. It's like the whole student loan thing. I don't want the student loans paid off. I paid my student loans. It's like it's not hurting you to
And
have somebody
like,
else's loans paid off.
how much were your loans, Barbara?
Yeah.
Like,
How did you know that was my name?
oh, I just guessed. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's just like people are like, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt anybody to help somebody else out. You know?
right.
It's just because you had it hard doesn't mean somebody else has to have it hard.
And Jeff, I
If
don't.
you're more comfortable now, great. That's wonderful. Pay it back. Pay it forward. Somebody helped you somewhere along the way.
Pay it side to side. Pay it forward, 'cause someone has helped you in your life before, and if you didn't have help, you wouldn't
Yeah.
be in a position to help others, 'cause that's what it's all a fucking about. It's about
Yeah.
helping each other. It's hippy dippy shit, but it's true. Like,
Well, and we're it's a lottery of where we're born. We don't get to choose that. We don't get to choose what we're born into. We don't get to choose our race. We don't get to choose those things, you know? And so it's like you just there are certain places when you're born into things where it's more difficult to move forward. It's just a fact. Not everybody is on an equal playing field. Not everybody can achieve exactly what their dreams are. That's just not true.
Yeah, it's very heartbreaking.
It
It
is,
really
right?
sucks, yeah.
But not everybody has the same. I believe in the potential of people, but not everybody starts at the same place.
Yes.
Some people are much farther ahead in the race when they're born than other people that have to catch up. And so
And
just remembering that is important. And people go crazy. It's like, I didn't have no slaves. And it's like, yes, but if you're white, you benefited from racism. You benefited from the systematic treatment of what we did to people in the past. And so it's not about guilt either. It's just a realization of, hey, it's not always that easy for everybody.
Jeff,
I feel like I'm preaching.
I like to think I'm a good representative for the poor demographic. Let me just say, I consider you an ally.
I appreciate that, my friend.
And you know,
And you're a person that is a, I mean, you are a person that, even though I know you have struggles, you try to keep moving.
yeah,
And
I mean, that's all you can really do, I feel. That's
I think the whole thing of where your heart is important because there are. We talked about money, and money solves some problems, but there are people that are rich They don't have money problems, but they're miserable. But they don't have
Well,
a heart or a soul.
they are isolated. They can be preyed upon. But I have a hard time sympathizing with someone who is a millionaire or billionaire. Like, 9 times out of 10, you don't get that in a fair way.
Well, and also, yeah, there's.
Even if you worked hard, you exploited harder. That's all.
If you're a billionaire, you probably have exploited people. If you're a millionaire, you've exploited people. Of course, $1 million isn't what it used to be.
Right. Hell,
But yeah, I
twenty
mean,
dollars
it's
isn't what it used to be.
that's true. I used to get so excited when I'd get a dollar. This is, of course, when I was a child. But I mean, a dollar was a big deal.
Yeah, you can get a lot back
Or you
then.
get. You'd get like a silver dollar. It was just like, damn. Of course, a car was a nickel then. House was 50 cents. You could buy a jet for 75 cents. It's different now.
It's different now. And you know what? That's okay, because if we all stick together, we can get through it. We can beat the system, and we can not burn it all down, but burn a little to
Something needs
send a
to be burned.
message. Something,
You
just
know,
something. Something
something
needs
that's
to
exciting.
change.
Something that's exciting to me is the resurgence of the union
Yes.
and the unionization. And I don't know what happened, but I know the VW plant in Chattanooga was going to vote. So I don't know if it's been counted yet, but that's for the South. That's something different.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first Starbucks or a Starbucks in Tennessee unionized.
Oh yeah, that's true too, I think.
And I
Yeah.
think UPS unionized recently. And so that's a way for people to take back some power. I'm going to look up and see what the VW union thing.
Well, while Jeff's looking up all that, we're gonna give you just a quick little thing here. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you guys listening in and having these tough discussions with us. I mean, it's heavy stuff. It's hard, but I don't know. I think we tackle it in a good way. Jeff, what do you think?
So the union, this is on this date at this time, the union vote has been completed and they are counting the ballots.
Now, is this with a
So
Starbucks union?
no, this is the
The
VW
VW.
plant in
Okay.
Chattanooga.
Okay.
So they actually had a vote. I don't think they've had a vote before.
Oh.
Yeah. I say this, yeah, I feel like it seems hopeless a lot of the time when you look at the big picture. But if you go back down towards the individual and what you can do to maybe make another person's life a little more livable, you can do that. And then you can act locally. But taking people food, taking care of somebody, doing something nice, subscribing to our podcast.
Yeah, liking and sharing our podcast and telling all your friends how great it's free to listen to, believe it
It
or
is
not.
free.
It's free to listen to.
And if we ever get super wealthy, you got to believe that it's coming down to you. At least Tiffy and Vivian are getting a little bit of that action.
So if you want in on this groundwork.
If we ever get rich, we will not forget about Tiffany and Vivian. We will find you. We will hunt you down and find out where you live. We will break into your home and we will present you with a check if we are not shot first.
Yeah, that's what so in my head, the plan was like we both break in, I kind of hide somewhere, and
Yeah,
then
we'll jump
you.
out to surprise
Well,
them.
listen, okay. Well, here's what I'm thinking. We give you the bulletproof vest,
Yeah.
So you take the shot, I present the check. And if you want, I'll even be a good friend. We can take turns.
Yeah, that would be shocking.
Yeah.
But then at the end, we'd laugh. We'd do a lot of laughter after I was out of the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
If I survived.
We'd do a podcast while you're in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd be bruised.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a good time. I mean, and we'll do a podcast in the hospital when I'm there. You know, it'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great. But, you know, Jeff.
So just remember, if you listen to this show, we will break into your home when we become wealthy.
We'll have the power.
At a time you do not suspect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure that's going to get us more listeners.
I think it'll be fine because, like, I think they'll try to call our bluff and then they won't realize, they'll realize how much money we do have at that point that we can get the tickets, like the
tickets
to do it, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, yeah. I think this has reached its logical conclusion. I'm glad we kind of ended it on a silly note. That's great. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Cause
yeah.
It was doom and gloom, but like, I think the best way to cope with it is just that laugh. Find something that makes you laugh and do the thing that makes you feel alive.
Yeah. I feel like we're getting good at this.
You think we're getting good at this, Jeff?
We're at almost, is this 40?
This is the 40th episode.
All right.
We're 10
episodes. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. I mean, just wait till we reach 100.
I'll be dead by then.
Do you think so?
Man, I don't know. I'll probably make it through 100 episodes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that'd probably just be like 50 more weeks.
If any of us dies, I feel like we should end the podcast there, right?
I mean, I think Sandy could definitely step in for me. I'm going to try to stay alive. I'm just saying if I die, I want the show to go on.
You want the show to go on? You want Sandy?
Yeah.
Sandy has just been named the successor of Jeff. So
Sandy can do it. Ken, Tiffy.
Who's my successor?
Whoever.
If I pass away.
Sandy could come in there too. If you want it to end, though, we'll end it. I mean... We don't have to keep going. I'm just saying I would want it to keep going.
I do love that Sandy is like the replacement for both of us, basically. It's great. No.
She could do the show on her own.
It really could just be her. I mean, she's fucking funny enough to do it, but
she's brilliant.
But
we need this.
This has been I feel better about things. It's good to just say it out. But Jeff, thank you for doing this as always. I appreciate you as a co-host and friend, and I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate everyone. Thank you for listening. This has been all of us here at Everything is Traumatic. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Jeff.
And please take care of yourself. That sounded sarcastic. Jeff, do you want to give us a sincere one?
And please take care of yourself?
Ah, shit.
Okay. that was not good either.
It sounded kind of unsure, so let me just try. And please take care of yourself.
That was good.